author and medium Suzanne Giesman will be live and in person at Unity Village October 7th through the 10th, 2021, with her retreat, Holy You Too, Lucid Living Here and Now. Spend four love-filled days with Suzanne and a community of kindred spirits focused on your wholeness and holiness. This is practical training with tools for your spiritual evolution. Go to unityvillage.org/retreats for more details and registration.
All are welcome. We're glad you found us. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Dr. Drayvon James and this is Everyday Peace. I am super duper excited for today's show and to be here with you today as we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality, you, peace, every day. I want you to just, right where you are, inhale that in. If you close your eyes, even better, but just take a deep inhale. I like to take it with an open mouth and inhale all the way in. And I like to exhale through my mouth. You can do it either way that you want, but just make sure it's a complete exhale. There's so many ways to do a nice, refreshing breath. The breath is the center of everything for us, right? And I want you to know that yes, everyday peace is available for you. Yes, you deserve peace every day. And yes, you can have everyday peace. We work together on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And if you missed our interviews last week, I got to tell you, you missed me saying this term all the whole show, the master of disaster. Yes, we had the master of disaster on our show last week, Dr. Bell, and he gave us the secret to authentic recovery from trauma. That is his specialty. So the master of disaster, he deals with disasters in our life, around the world. His story is fascinating, and how to authentically recover and be resilient in the face of trauma. So if that describes something that you may be going through or something that you, someone close to you is going to, please, 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 I encourage you to go back and listen to that show with a pen and paper, because you're going to really enjoy the information that you get there. We also had Kathy Holloway Hill on our show last week, and she was a delight. She gave us tips on how to own our identity. How to own our identity, how to stand in our purpose. And that really a powerful, powerful segment of our show as well. So I encourage you to go to our archives and listen to these interviews. You can access our entire library of shows by subscribing to Drayvon James Everyday Peace Podcast, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. Or you can listen to them on unityonlineradio.org. You can also listen to these shows and find out so much more information by visiting our new and improved website at www.drdrayvonjames.com. And I said too many dots, so let me say that again. It's www.drdrayvonjames.com. So if you go to that website, you're not only going to be able to access past shows, but you're going to be able to get show transcripts. You're going to be able to get words of wisdom and encouragement, excerpts from my book, Freedom is Your Birthright. You'll find contact information. Thank you so much for those of you who reach out to find out how to work with me in a coaching practice. You can find out that information and fill out the contact information there, and we will get back to you as well. A huge thank you for those who have reached out as well for training classes, because I do a lot of corporate stuff. Again, all that information you can get on the website, right? right there at drdravonjames.com. I encourage you to bookmark that site because things come up and things change and we give free courses away, and I don't want you to miss any of that. As an everyday peacemaker, that is our gift to you. We are building a community, a conscious community, a tribe, if you will, of everyday peacemakers who live in this space of peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Completeness, wholeness, totality, that describes us, even in the midst of what seems like a chaotic journey. We know that we have the ability to live every day at peace, and we choose that. So today on the show, I am so excited that we have the co-founder of Purnell Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, Dr. Francis Purnell, joining us to discuss a product that might help prevent and protect us from viruses, including COVID-19. So you'll want to grab a pen and paper and be present for that. Call your friends and your coworkers. You really don't want to miss today's show. But before we jump into that timely topic, we're going to open up with our everyday peace moment. And today we're focusing on this question. What is your story? What is your story? Right? I love that question. And what I mean by that is, what is the story that you're telling yourself about you, about your journey, about today, about 5 minutes ago? What is the story that you are telling you? Now, if you listen to the show for any length of time, you have heard me make references to the show Dragnet. That will reveal a lot about me and probably a lot about my age category. But I used to really like that show Dragnet. And one of the signature lines from there was, just the facts, ma'am, right? Only the facts, ma'am. And so there, it leads me to know that when we talk about our personal story, there are the facts, and we don't want to misconstrue the facts. You know, today in the United States, it is Monday, right? That is a fact. Or it's Tuesday, that is a fact, right? Those are facts, right? It rained, that is a fact. The story, however, the feeling part, the power, the juice of the whole experience is our perception. How are you interpreting these facts? What are you allowing them to mean in your life? What is the story that you're telling yourself about this event that is occurring in your life? Got the facts. Now, what are you letting it mean to you? That question is so important that we know that it used to be said that opposites attract. I know a lot of us heard that coming up. Oh, opposites attract. But here is what I'll tell you that is absolutely true about the universe. The energy that we push forward into the world, the story that we tell about ourselves, is what the universe will continue to give us. So if our constant story is, oh, I'm just a loser, the universe will provide us with more opportunity to make that true. And here's what I want to tell you to think about that. If you decide that you're going to buy a new car, and let's just, I don't know a lot about cars, but let's just say it's a Dodge Journey, and you decide, oh, I'm going to buy this Dodge Journey. And all, so you purpose in your mind, you start thinking about the Dodge Journey and, you know, how that car is going to be the car you're going to get. And lo and behold, when you drive down the street, you see one Dodge Journey, another Dodge Journey. The universe is bringing that to you, bringing your awareness to it, bringing your awareness to it, right? So that more Dodge Journeys become present on your path. You become alert, highly sensitive to the presence of Dodge Journeys. So if you want to become alert to failure, destruction, and sadness, all you need to do is make that your story. That's just your story, and then you'll get more of that. But I would venture to say that most of us don't want that. We want to have the tale of prosperity in our health, in our wealth, and in our relationships. We call that the big three in everyday peace. So what is the story that you're telling yourself about your health? Despite what the lab work is saying, what are you saying about the healing abilities of your body? The wonderful access to wonderful healthcare remedies. We got Dr. Purnell with us today as a special guest. You're going to hear about more things about that. What are you saying about that? Is your conversation one that pushes forth into the universe those things that you want to draw more of in your life? So that's our everyday peace moment. Continue to tell your story in the way that you want to hear it. I'm Dr. Drayvon James, and we're going to head right into our first guest, our only guest, because this is a huge topic. So Dr. Purnell has graciously agreed to stay on with us and give us all of the details and all of the juice, as they say. So I first want to just tell you a little bit about Dr. Francis Purnell. He is an otolaryngologist, head and neck ENT surgeon for over 30 years. He is a co-founder of the Cosmetic and Laser Surgery Institute with Diana Purnell. Dr. Purnell is a United States Army and he served as a United States delegate to the World Health Organization. Welcome to the show, Dr. Purnell.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I'm excited for this topic. And I'm excited for the work that your pharmaceutical company is doing. And many of our listeners know, but when I knew that you were going to be on the show, I was super excited because, as many people know, I am a pharmacist. I'm heading into my 32nd year. I say that and I can't even believe it. 32 years in pharmacy. And so very much interested in natural remedies. It's been a passion of mine. And so I'm excited for everything that you're going to share with us today. And I want us to start at the very beginning because you have such a wonderful resume. You could have been anywhere doing anything. In fact, you've done so many things. I just highlighted two or three things that you've done, but you've done so many things. Why start a pharmaceutical company? Why was that one of your things to do?
While I was in industry, I was corporate medical director at a large a medical device company, what many of you may have heard of, Becton Dickinson, which makes everything from insulin syringes and ACE bandages to suction catheters and many, many medical device products. I had the opportunity to be corporate medical director there in the late 1970s after serving as a U.S. delegate to the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland. Subsequently, my wife and I decided to move back to California from northern New Jersey and went into practice. And one thing led to another, and we decided that we had a number of patients that needed things that were not available. So we went ahead and developed some products to improve the quality of life of patients with side effects of cancer and aging. And that's how it came about initially. And we started a company from scratch and bootstrapped a company with no funding from anyone other than ourselves. And we developed products that are basically moisturize the mucous membranes of the body, whether it's the nose and throat, areas, vaginal moisturizers and things like that. So the way it came about was a little bit inadvertent in a way. I had a patient that had cancer of the larynx and developed severe dry mouth from the irradiation and couldn't find anything that worked. And he introduced us to a plant called Yervasanta. He was a PhD food chemist who retired from Del Monte Foods. And anyway, grew up in a little town in Northern California, in the foothills, where his mother used to make an herb tea out of Yervasanta plant. So he made the tea up for himself, and it helped his dry mouth, and subsequently he started chewing on it, and it helped him dramatically. So he went into his basement, and he compounded a mixture of the Yervasanta with some frozen lemon lime. And he came into me one day with a vat full of this stuff floating around in a decanter and said, "Here, try this." And I thought this story was something else, and so I spent a couple of years developing the product. And finally, he was our focus group of one person, and that led to our first product, which is called Mouth Coat Dry Mouth Spray, and that we launched after doing some clinical testing at the University of Minnesota. A xerostomia clinic where they found our product was more effective, tasted better, and lasted longer than any dry mouth product on the market. So that's what got us going in doing the products. and subsequently went on and did some nasal and sinus products and some skin renewal products.
Wow, I love that that story involved your initially just wanting to help some of your patients deal with some unpleasant symptoms due to other issues that they were having. But then, as we all know, when you're taking a medication, for every medication, for every remedy, there is a side effect profile that comes along with that product. And oftentimes the side effects can be as troubling, if not more so sometimes, than what you're treating. They're just that bothersome. So, and we know with radiation, that dry mouth, it happens to be one of those things. So it's amazing that you were, first of all, that he had the I believe that nothing happens by accident. So he had the mom who had this practice of making this tea, and it stuck with him. And so prior to that, had you had any experience with using natural products, herbs, and things of that nature? Or was that your first introduction to that?
Well, as far as developing the products, I have to say that was the first one. And no one had heard too much about this product ever. It's not even in many of the herbal books as well. And so subsequently, it took a long time to determine what was in it that was helping people. It turned out to be natural mucopolysaccharides, which are like basically a super moisturizer and stays in contact with all the mucous membranes as well as the skin. And we also found out that it contained glycoproteins and a lot of antioxidants. The chemistry on it was done in Germany over the years, and interestingly, the Yerba Santa was used by the Native Americans, where they used to use it for things like asthma and sore throats and bladder infections and all kinds of things. And in fact, they used to smoke it for asthma, which is kind of defies common reasoning, but that's what they did. Then, subsequently, it was used in the early 1900s to mask the taste of bad-tasting medicine like quinine when it was used for malaria. It was approved by U.S. FDA in the late 30s as a flavor, whereas still is regulated as a flavor. As many of you know, many of the herbal products do have significant adverse side effects, potentially, especially with drug interactions. But the Yerba Santa, which is technically a flavor, has none of the above restrictions. So that's how it came about. As far as developing the product and other products, we basically found what our patients needed and that were not available. And that's kind of how we identified the different products. Unlike a big pharmaceutical company which finds a chemical in search of a use, we were just developing products that, you know, that we knew from the patients that we had, things that they needed. And we work along with a pharmacist, a PharmD from UCSF, who has had a private pharmacy, but also was very active in the teaching of many pharmacists. And he's been with us ever since and works part-time with us and has been a great help. So that's kind of how it evolved to the point where it is today.
Yeah, fascinating story. Now, and you said that this Yerba Santa, you know, the patient lived somewhere in California. Was the Yerba Santa readily available in other parts of the country or the world, or just pretty much relegated to the California area?
This particular product grows in Northern California foothills. No one at any meetings that we've ever been to has ever heard of it. We actually, believe it or not, have 6 patents on it from head to toe for use from internally as far as topically. What's interesting about that is that no herbal product generally has patent protection. For instance, everyone's heard of aloe vera. Aloe has, there's no patents that exist for that. As far as using it, the only people we've ever met going to all the various medical and dental meetings and exhibiting, the only people that seem to know anything about it is when we run into a doctor from Chile or Argentina they say, aha, you're Basanta, we know that. It turns out that there's a different species, a different genus of the Yerba Santa. And so they're familiar with it. But those are the only people that we've ever known. As far as the use of it in recent history, no one's known of any uses of it, except there have been some proprietary uses. And I suspect there were things like it was added to, like, pipe tobacco or chewing tobacco or something like that as a flavor. And that's about all that has ever come to our attention.
Yeah. So it's interesting. So at least the flavor must be pleasant since they were using it as a flavor. I do find it interesting, as you say, too, that it is doesn't have a side effect or drug interaction profile with other medications, because of course one of the things we think about when people get all crazed about using natural remedies is to always caution them that to please check with their pharmacist or provider, because there could be some drug interactions, because just because it's an herb and grows in the ground doesn't make it 100% safe. But I think that's fascinating that with this Yerba Santa, you don't have any of those issues. So that's great. And you've done a lot with the product. I mean, we talked about the for the dry mouth, but you've been able, your company has been able, as you said, to get a number of patents on it and do a number of different products as well. So in addition to the dry mouth products, what are some of the other products that you sell?
Well, the next products we did for the nasal dryness and sinus problems, where the nasal spray, we added to our Pret's nasal spray, which is a glycerin saline combination. The original formula was from Dr. Pret's years and years ago, and he was a very prominent ear, nose, and throat specialist, chairman of the department at Washington University in St. Louis. And he wrote the classic textbook on nasal and sinus disease, pre-antibiotic and pre-decongestant and pre-antihistamine era. And he wrote a book and showed why saline alone does not work for dry eye, it does not work for dry nose, and it doesn't work for dry mouth and throat. And he came up with a combination of glycerin, which is technically a lubricant and humectant, which reduces swelling, in combination with saline and a preservative. And that was what, when I trained in ear, nose, and throat, had neck surgery at the University of Wisconsin, we used to write prescription for it. The patient would bring it down to the pharmacy and he'd compound it. In the Midwest, in Madison, Wisconsin, on October 15th of every year, the ENT clinic would fill up with students with nosebleeds because the temperature would drop. It would be extremely dry. And so we'd take care of the nosebleeds and then write out this prescription for, quotes, Pret's drops, which the pharmacist made up in a brown bottle with a dropper tip. And then I went into the Army, and I did the same thing. And I got into private practice, and I did the same thing. And as I mentioned, the pharmacist that's worked with us, he would put up like 48 bottles for me, and I just dispensed them to patients. And finally, when we started doing this, we just started putting it up and selling it. At the time, there was only one other product for nasal dryness in pharmacies, and it was a great name. It was called Ocean. It's still there, the saline spray. Now you can say imitation is the greatest form of flattery, because every time you go into a Walgreens or CVS, they've got a whole line full of saline nasal sprays, and many of which have their own brand name on it. And but that's how that product has evolved. We also did some other products. We did a whole skin renewal product line for our patients, because we found before we would do laser surgery for wrinkles and things like that, it was good to stimulate collagen and elastin. So we had a product line that took care of that. And that's kind of how it has evolved to the present time. Then it became obvious that there was a need for, in addition to the skin moisturizers, that we did the personal moisturizer called Feminese. As it turns out, it's turned out to be very significant, because the gynecologists tell us one of the biggest problems that they see now is women postmenopausal who are not on the estrogens of the world, and they have obviously a lot of vaginal dryness, and so it's very helpful to those people. So all of these products kind of one led into the other, and are all based on the fact that if something is dry, we can moisten it. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm thinking about, as we're talking about that, because moisturization is so important. You mentioned about the dry skin, and, you know, a couple weeks ago on our show, we had someone talking about just the skin on our body. And have you found that this product is good just for topical use for dry skin?
Oh, yes. We have a very good moisturizer that we had for many years, and we have other things. We have a skin toner cleanser, which is a very good product in itself. And then we had bleaching, blending creams, things like that. And some of those have been discontinued, but basically the moisturizers are really important. We did not continue with the whole line of skin renewal products as we focus more and more on these other products that I mentioned, the nasal and sinus products, the mouth cold dry mouth spray, and of course the feminines that I mentioned. So gradually we eliminated some products. We don't have a sales force. We promote only by professional acceptance and recommendation. The products are not on the shelves in the pharmacies, but what we do is we sample heavily to the
We're going to go to
physicians.
A quick break, doctor. I'm going to stop you right there, because we come back after this break. We're going to talk about one of our major topics. We're talking about is how these products can help us with viruses. And I believe we're going to come right back after this break.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Welcome to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James.
Welcome back to Everyday Peace. I'm Dr. Dravon James, and we have Dr. Francis Purnell with us today. He is a head and neck surgeon. He is the co-founder of Purnell Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, and we have been talking about a wonderful product that his company patented, and all of the wonderful products that they have developed because of that product. And this second half of our show, we're going to really talk about how his company is developing on the cutting edge of preventing viruses. And we know when we think about viruses in the new world order, the first thing we think about, most of us, is the COVID virus. And so I'm going to just turn it over to Dr. Purnell, and we're going to head into his product, Nomovid. I love the name, and talk about the research. And, you know, it's not just for the COVID virus, all that this product, your company has discovered that this product would do. So I did rush through the name, Dr. Purnell, but give us the name and everything that you want us to know about this amazing product.
Okay, thank you. Yes, what we had the fortune of doing was to in-license from New Mexico Tech University, a worldwide exclusive license, on a compound that we call mycodolenz. And mycodolenz consists of a combination of ingredients, all of which are approved for use in the U.S. and in Europe, and that they are used in hundreds, if not thousands, of cosmetic products safely. The main ingredient is already approved in the U.S. for intravenous and inhalation use for other indications. When the biology department, the chairman of the department, who's a cell biologist and a young woman, a PhD microbiologist, started combining these ingredients. They found that they really destroyed a lot of these antimicrobial resistant pathogens, including bacteria and fungi. That's what interested us. And when we got the license, we then were going to submit an application to the Food and Drug Administration for approval for topical use for MRSA infections, which everyone has heard of because they get on the skin. They also can kill people in the ICUs. So we know the prominence of that. We also know the severity of some of the other infections due to things like Pseudomonas, E. coli, and some of the fungi, the yeast infection in the mouth and vaginal yeast infections, but also the other pathogens. It turns out that this compound effectively destroys about 18 out of 20 antimicrobial-resistant pathogens on the World Health Organization list, as well as the CDC list. So we were proceeding down the primrose path of focusing on MRSA infections when the pandemic started. And everything shut down, and we just kept going, and we got to the point where I thought, well, maybe it works against the COVID-19 virus, that is SARS-CoV-2 virus. It took 2 months to find a level 3 viral testing laboratory in the United States that was not government-owned but had government approval. And we found one. We waited another 2 months in line. We then took 2 months, and they did the testing on the live virus. And the results showed that our compound in our existing products was greater than 99.97% effective in destroying the live virus.
Oh, Dr. Pinnell, you've got to stop right there for 1 second, because that's huge. I have not heard this in mainstream, and so I just want to back up so that our listeners get that this product that your company, Pernell Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, you did some research on and found that it was 97 point what?
Was greater than, in our existing nasal spray, oral spray, and skincare product, it was greater than 99.7% effective in destroying the live SARS-CoV-2 virus.
That's significant. And this was in the nasal spray.
As well as in our oral spray and our skin care product.
And
I'm happy. I'm just very happy to share our story, because what we then did was we did put it in the nasal spray, in our Pretz nasal spray, and we submitted an application to Operation Warp Speed at a time when they were spending hundreds of billions of dollars on vaccine development. They had three divisions. They had the vaccine, then they had therapeutics and diagnostics, like all the testing. What we didn't know, of course, was that practically all their resources were going toward the vaccine development, which is wonderful, because the vaccines, this is unbelievable that they got them done in such a short period of time. However, we remained under review, quotes, until about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, because nothing was ever approved for therapeutics, and there was one product ultimately that was approved that had nothing to do with Warp Speed. It was Gilead's product called Remdesivir. And that's the only product that has had full approval for use. So we just stayed under review. Well, it turns out that the mechanism of action of the Michael DeLenz is that it destroys the outer envelope of the virus just as it does of the bacteria and fungi. Therefore, it operates much more as an antiseptic than anything else. And so it basically fits in the same category of a product such as alcohol, betadine, cepacol, all these hydrogen peroxide, all of these things, which have been acclaimed to be useful. So basically, it's an antiseptic nasal spray that kills not only these bacteria that go and get through the nose, but it also cuts down on the viral load in the nasal cavity. So, and that's the main entry of the virus, obviously, into the body, as well as some in the posterior back of the throat. So that's kind of the rationale behind developing the product. So technically, right now, these products are all approved as Class 1 medical devices, as it is, because the ingredients in mycodolenz are technically considered as inactives by FDA and in Europe. As I mentioned, they're used in many, many cosmetic products.
So right now, you said it has been approved. It is on the market. Is that what we're saying?
Right. So basically, we market it as an antiseptic. There are no antiseptic. This is the rest of the story. It is hard to believe that after 40 years of FDA developing over-the-counter drug monographs, that only within the last couple of years did they publish a final regulation in the Federal Register. The final regulation states that there are no antiseptic over-the-counter products approved, quotes, approved for use in the United States. That includes alcohol, betadine, cepacol, all the things that I mentioned, hydrogen peroxide. Therefore, this acts as an antiseptic product as well. So technically, it fits into that category. Because of the safety of the ingredients and what they're used for and all these other products, it's just the question is that we just put them in our existing products as is. And so they are approved as Class 1 medical devices, which the nasal spray and the mouth spray and all these things, we already do have the approval in both the U.S. and in Europe.
So I find that quite exciting. So what is the, and we may have talked about it, but I think in light of hearing this, that, it does, this product, which is available on your website at Pernell Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, and does contain this active ingredient. What is the side effect profile? What can people expect if they want to just go and say, I'm interested in a product that provides this percentage of antiseptic protection from the COVID virus? What would they expect as possible side effects, and how would they use the product?
Basically, as far as we know, there's no side effects of the product. We combine the mycodolenz with the Yerbasanta, and as I said, in the nasal spray with the 3% glycerin and normal saline. It's used generally two sprays each nostril, two or three times a day. Obviously, if you stay at home at night, you don't need it when you're not exposed. Right now, with what we're doing in terms of the nasal product, for people now who are unvaccinated, who now are really at risk for the mutations, right now, that the product is really useful in the unvaccinated people during this unvaccinated pandemic, because I think that anyone who decides not to get the vaccine, that's their personal choice. But at least they should be able to have something that they can use prophylactically to help prevent or to reduce the viral load in their nose. And that's one group of people that really should be using something like this, because most of the people now that are getting severe disease from the coronavirus are people who are unvaccinated. For people who are vaccinated, I did a trade show for the first time, a live trade show for dental hygienists, a national meeting in Indianapolis. And when you're meeting lots of people, you don't know who's vaccinated and who's unvaccinated. And so I use it myself all the time just because I don't know everybody that I'm talking to, whether they've been vaccinated or not. And so as a result, I think whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, it's a useful product. As far as in the oral care for the mouth coat, the spray with the Michael DeLenz in it, it's the same thing, especially for doctors and dentists around the mouth and throat all the time. Dentists, the dental hygienists, dermatologists, the nose and throat doctors, they're exposed to all these people all the time. So the products, I think, have a real use from that point of view. The long term still remains, however, to use it for some of these antimicrobial resistant bacterial and fungal infections. But this is kind of coincidental that this happened and that it turned out to be effective against coronavirus, because it also has a similar type of envelope or outer plasma membrane like the bacteria. Now, it will not work for influenza or other viruses that do not have the same lipid envelope. So we do not even suggest that it would be useful for other viruses, because we just we know that it's most likely not effective.
Oh, that's wonderful, right? But I mean, and we all, you mentioned, and we are supporting, and that this is something you can use in addition to being vaccinated. This gives you that extra sense of protection. And as you mentioned, we are now in the midst of the unvaccinated pandemic. So we're seeing that, the largest percentage of people who are contracting the COVID virus are those who are not vaccinated. And for whatever reason, if an individual is making that decision, this could give them a layer of protection as they go out and they mingle. And of course, we're advocating, the PPE as it is, mandated in your area, if it still is mandated, the masking. But we do have some questions on our open line, doctor, that I would like to get to and see here. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Drayvon James and Dr. Purnell. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, just a quick question. So this is actually for the doctor. As a college student that's actually going back to school in like a few weeks, do you recommend me using the nasal spray?
Absolutely, if the school is not mandating vaccinations. If your school requires all the students to be vaccinated, like some of the universities are planning to do, then it would be very useful prophylactically, especially if you're out and about and, around a lot of people and restaurants, bars, et cetera. But if the school does not require vaccinations, you have no way of knowing whether all of the teachers or students that you're associated with have been vaccinated. So I guess it depends, the urgency of using it, I guess, in that situation depends on are they requiring everyone to be, teachers and students to be vaccinated or not. If they're not, then by all means, I'd use it personally. I would use it every day before I go to class. I'd use it before I go out and about, as well.
I think that's a great question. I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off for the caller.
Oh, I was just saying thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling in. I think it's important, too. I think the general public is getting a good education on antiviral protection and PPE, but you did make a very good point that, another airborne infection is influenza, the flu. This product is not effective against that, but air droplets and things of that nature is a way that COVID, the coronavirus, is spread too. So if you're out and about, your school or your workplace may have a mandate for vaccination, but you have to realize that you do have to get there, and most likely you're not going to get there in a bubble. You're going to travel through population of people who may or may not be vaccinated. So I love that suggestion about, taking, a spray before you go into class. And if you're going to go out and about and you're going to run and do some shopping, or you're going to be going and listen to a concert, things of that nature, it's just no way of knowing whether or not the people that you're going to be surrounded with outside of your job and outside of your school system, where they may have mandates. But when you get into other parts of, traveling there, you could be exposed. And so with that, we do have another caller on the line. Hello, you're on the air with Everyday Peace and Dr. Drayvon James, and our guest today is Dr. Purnell. Did you have a question or a comment? Okay. Go to this call here. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Drayvon James, and our guest today is Dr. Purnell.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so the question is, how can we get the spray? And I didn't hear if there were any side effects. I might have missed if you talked about that, but if there are any side effects, and if we're to use it, I think you said 2 to 3 times a day, how for how long? I'm sure it's not forever, so for how long should we use it?
First of all, we don't know of any side effects, particularly other than the fact it's a saline spray, basically. How long you should use it, I'd use it during the rest of the pandemic, as long as the virus is totally not going to go away anyway. But the fact is that we know that it does have the effect against that. As far as obtaining it, the best way to get it is on our website, which is www.parnellpharm.com.
Okay.
And it's most likely going to be on Amazon. I'm not even sure if it's on Amazon right now. Most of our products are on Amazon and readily available, but I'm not so sure of whether that one's on, because we had previously called it Pretz. We have the Pretz nasal saline spray, which we've had since 1986 when we started the company. But when we changed the name, when we got the antiviral product, we call it Pretz MD, meaning
okay.
Michael DeLenz. Then we changed it to Nomovid, and so I'm not sure what's on the website to tell you, that's why it's kind of hard for me to suggest going to that. But
right.
I would certainly know that we can get it to you on the website, parnellpharm.com.
Thank you
much. It runs about $24.95 for a big 2 ounce spray bottle. Two sprays
okay.
each nostril, 2 or 3 times a day.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you. Thank you for your call so much.
You're welcome.
You know, Dr. Purnell, you just said something that I thought was interesting. And, right now, you're not seeing any side effect profile. It's very similar to using a nasal spray. Right, normal saline nasal spray, which is just salt water nasal spray. We're all familiar with that, except now we're going to get this added benefit, this boost of having this protective layer against the COVID product. And again, the name of that product, if they're going to look for it on Amazon, or whether or not they're going to go to www.purnellpharma.com, farm.com, the name of that product is Novovid. Novomid. Is that correct?
Yeah, Nomovid. Like no more COVID. Yeah. Novid. Right. Mm-hmm.
So, so that is really a great place. I encourage people, we are doing so much to try to keep ourselves safe, to keep our family members safe. And I encourage you to really look into this product and look into it being an added extra layer of protection for you and your loved ones. Quick question, though, as we're talking and the callers made me think of this. So we're saying it's like a, normal saline nasal spray, and my children, when they were babies, we used, you mentioned ocean spray. We used that, little drops or what have you. So are we saying that this is your product here that you have here, any age group from the crib all the way to the senior citizen, any problem in that long age span? Any people that should not use it?
Well, certainly the glycerin saline are totally safe. The compound, the ingredients in the Michael the lens, the compounds involved. I can say that they're used safely in thousands of cosmetic products, including hair products, shampoos, conditioners, and whatever. Whether they're used in baby shampoos, I don't know. But I do not think that the small amount that you would spray in a child that then just swallows it. We know that these ingredients, by the way, are not absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. So they're not going to be toxic in terms of that. They can be irritating, possibly in the eye. One of the compounds that's in it, in high doses, is irritating to the eye. But in such small concentrations and small amounts in the nose, it should not have any adverse effect, for infants and children.
Oh, thank you for that. And so we're running to the end of our time together, but I would be remiss if I did not ask the question, which is probably on every listener's mind. And since you are a surgeon, that question is, what are your thoughts? What are your words that you would have for those who are skeptical on receiving the COVID vaccine? You know,
I'd say please get vaccinated, because with this mutation that's around right now, it's extremely dangerous, especially if you're unvaccinated. At the very least, follow the masking and washing your hands and distancing and everything else to try to avoid getting it. And I would get started on the antiviral nasal spray, the Nomovid, and use it whenever you're going to be out and about. Because you've got to try to prevent getting any viral load in the nose, because the virus is extremely virulent.
Oh, I love that. And again, we're talking about lubricating the substance, breaking down it. You know, you mentioned that, you know, breaking down the virus so that you don't get the virus. Not that you don't get the symptoms, you actually do not get the virus. So for, you know, and again, just to reiterate your thoughts, you know, you are highly recommending that patient population, our population, not just patients, but anyone who is eligible to receive the COVID vaccine do so. So we're not saying that this is in place of the COVID vaccine, but we do.
Not at all. It's complementary to it, exactly.
Right. So we just want to make that point clear. But we do know, and we are seeing in the medical community that, as you mentioned earlier off air, 97% of the cases of infected people now are those people who did not get the vaccine. So if you happen to be one of those people for whatever reason or know someone, highly encourage them to do add a layer of protection to their already PPE and their social distancing, to add this particular product while they contemplate getting the vaccine. And of course, as with anything, we do encourage you to check with your healthcare provider to make sure that everything that you're introducing to your body is complementary to whatever else you have going on and is adding to your great health. I'm Dr. Drayvon James. We have had the pleasure of having Dr. Francis Purnell with us as our special guest for the entire hour, giving us some valuable information on how to stay safe during this very interesting time. I want you to know that you are absolutely loved and thought of in the highest regards by myself. This is Everyday Peace. I absolutely love you.
Thank you very much for having me. Happy to share our story with your listeners today.
Thank you, Dr. Purnell.
Been listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness, and I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. Contact me at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course. at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdravonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thank you for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Author and medium Suzanne Giesman will be live and in person at Unity Village October 7th through the 10th, 2021, with her retreat, Holy You Too, Lucid Living Here and Now. Spend 4 love-filled days with Suzanne and a community of kindred spirits focused on your wholeness and holiness. This is practical training with tools for your spiritual evolution. Go to unityvillage.org/retreats for more details and registration.